Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So why is that a big deal? Because these are the movers and shakers that make decisions on where other events can be held, where they should go, what could happen there. And they're all going to be here checking out the Baird Center this week.
So this is a convention for people who plan conventions?
Essentially.
It's the conventioneers
right.
convention?
And what it's going to do
who
is...
Who plans this?
I mean, this you could argue. I mean,
they're all busy.
Right?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Interesting timing on this, given that we're talking really about heat today, but the National Weather Service is changing up how it will address cold when we get there already this winter. More on that in a moment, but first, obviously...
What's the weather like out there? It's hot! Damn hot! Real hot!
Parts of the Plains and Midwest, including Chicago, are bracing for record heat. The feel-like temperature could hit 110 in some areas.
110.
So the feels-like temperature is sort of the warm weather, hot weather equivalent of the wind chill.
Right, right.
In this one, they incorporate the humidity. So our high today, only 90 degrees. Like, we hit 90 here and there.
Mm-hmm, sure.
By the lake, 94 inland. So I'm not saying that's not hot, but you can deal with it. But then you add in the humidity, and Tyler Moore over at TMJ4 has the heat index for us today between 95 and 105.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, 100 to 110. The whole, it's a dry heat. I think there is something to that, right?
Yeah, this isn't
that. This is swamp creature weather. Humidity just sucks the life out of you. So
you're golfing in this.
I am. I have a, and I'm playing terrible golf right now on a side note.
I love that that's where you pivot to. And I'm
so
not even
bad.
Good at golf
right now. A death march. 2 days at Brown Deer over the weekend. And when you're playing bad and sweating before you get out of your car almost. So not for nothing, we won't bore you with all the, you know, here's what you do to beat the heat. You know,
drink water.
Right. You know what those
elders.
Things are, but we do raise it because it can get dangerously hot for folks who are working or doing anything outdoors today. On the thing I told you about earlier, WTMJ meteorologist Craig Coplina sent a note over the weekend, some changes in how the National Weather Service is going to talk about cold weather this winter. So wind chill advisory, wind chill watch, wind chill warning, all gone, out. The same thresholds for all of those will still exist. They're just renaming them. So they're replacing wind chill with cold weather. So we have a cold weather advisory, an extreme cold watch, and an extreme cold warning. The thresholds for an advisory would be wind chills reaching 20 below or colder. They'll issue the extreme cold watch when wind chills of 35 below or colder are predicted or possible, and the extreme cold warning when you have a wind chill of 35 below or lower.
So why the change?
They're trying to clean up their language, they say, and make it simpler. And here from the National
wind
Weather
chill
Service.
Wind chill advisory wasn't simple enough?
No, wind chill will not go away, although emphasis will be placed on cold is cold for public safety. Point well taken. All right, what does it matter if it's because of the wind or whatever?
Either way, it's
going to be super cold.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to clean up some of their language. But again, it doesn't change any of the thresholds. The one really to watch for is that extreme cold warning. That's when they call off school. So previously, the wind chill warning, 35 below or colder, now will be an extreme cold warning. Interesting to think about today. Heat index of 105. 7:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Sports coming up next, sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers got to cut down the roster to 53 players with the preseason now in the books. Cutdown deadline is tomorrow. Typically, this sort of trickles out, right? Get a news release here, news release there.
Sometimes a big one pops up that you're not expecting.
So that'll happen over the course of the next couple of days. One of the biggest decisions looming for the Packers is the kicker position. Do you go with the second-year player who's got a big leg but has had shaky performance over the last season in Anders Carlson? Or do you go with a veteran, Greg Joseph, who's far from perfect, but at least you know what you got? Asked if the team's opening day kicker is on the roster right now. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
That's not even a question for me, to be honest with you. I think we've got a really good sample size, and then we'll see what happens, you know, just around the league. But you know, there were some really good moments. Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder, and then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot. So
yeah, talking about Anders missing a short one late in the game Saturday. 30-7 win over the Ravens, though, by the way.
What did you think of that, but, that answer? That answer wasn't very...
If you're either of those guys.
No confidence.
If it's me, I'm going with a veteran.
Yeah, a guy who's been there before multiple times.
Right, and I don't know. Anders, no doubt, has a big leg and a lot of upside, but if there's something going on between the ears there where, you know, if he's running out there hoping he makes it, that's not a great place to be.
No.
So I would be surprised if they don't go with Greg Joseph. I'd also be surprised if they don't bring in some other guys either this week or through the entire season to continue to challenge for that position.
Number two comes back, maybe? Right. Little Mason Crosby.
Little Mason Crosby. So that'll definitely be a conversation on social media.
Crosby.
I don't know what he's done. Did he have a cup of coffee with somebody last year?
I thought he did, but yeah. I don't even know if he played. I think he might have just been brought into a camp, maybe San Francisco or something.
He's 58 now, is Mason. So
yes, now.
Packers and Eagles 1 week from Friday in Brazil.
Hey, if you can take it to the upright,
I guess, right?
Don't care how old you are. Brewers get the day off today before starting a big series against the Giants at AmFam Field Tuesday night. The Crew couldn't pull off the sweep. Fall into the A's Sunday afternoon 4-3. It was really one inning that was all the difference. Starter Frankie Montas struggled in the fourth. Otherwise, did okay, says Pat Murphy.
He was fine. He gave us six innings, four runs. The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively.
So the Brewers didn't muster much. Gary Sanchez, two-run shot and a solo shot from Willy Adames. That's all they could do. Still a productive trip, though. They go 3-3. They remain 10 games up over the Cardinals in the NL Central.
You could just go for it every time if you're the Packers. Hey, whatever.
There is like a high school that does that somewhere down south. Like the guy, the coach's strategy
fourth
is
fourth and 19, whatever.
Yeah, always for it. Because the odds would be in your favor, I guess, most times.
U.S. Open tennis gets underway in Queens, New York today. High of 86 degrees there in Queens. It'll be a hot one on the hard court. On the women's side, the big story to watch, Coco Gauff of the U.S. looking to defend her title of a year ago.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes. What's going to be in your news feed, on your timeline? What are you going to hear about? What are you going to hear on the radio? What are you going to see on the television? What are you going to read about in the paper or online? We'll tell you right now.
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
Monday, going to be hot. Especially today, tomorrow. So we got the heat warnings, the advisories, the excessive heat watches, all that stuff today, tomorrow. So be mindful of the heat the next couple of days.
Not that it wasn't warm over the weekend also, but right, a couple more days of this.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, how about this? It's a move-in day today at UW-Milwaukee. All right. Hey, so someone's moving into a dorm. Breaking news.
Top Madison, story.
Madison is also doing some move-in stuff here the next couple of days. The attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump will make the news today. A bipartisan congressional task force is going to meet in Butler, Pennsylvania, as it investigates the assassination attempts. They're going to actually be on the site there. You might see some video of lawmakers looking and pointing and having conversations and discussions as they look into this. Meanwhile, a rogue committee made up of just Republicans is also going to meet today as well for a forum on the matter. So
what's a forum mean?
Like they're just going to also address it and talk about it and make a news conference. And
so that's not one of these things where you have testimony or whatever.
Matt Gaetz is part of that crew. So, you know, sometimes you wonder what's going on there, but I think they're just trying to make the news maybe. Anyway, there's the normal bipartisan House committee, and then there is this rogue committee, and both are doing stuff today. Senator Ron Johnson, by the way, is part of a Senate committee. He made news on Sunday saying the FBI isn't helping in the case, by the way.
The Secret Service, FBI are basically dragging their feet. They're stonewalling us.
He was on Fox News, and the FBI says, not true. You know, we've been helping with a lot of things, and the Secret Service also says they've released 1,000 pages of requested documentation so far. But anyway, they want more details. On Tuesday, reminder, Brewers fans, big series against the Giants, of course, but it's also the start of the new parking system at AmFam Field. That means you pay ahead of time or you pay with the QR code.
And even if you pay ahead of time, you just drive right in. You don't check in with the attendant at point of entry. You park, and then you got to look for the QR code to scan.
IndyCar comes to the Milwaukee Mile over the weekend. A news conference will be held tomorrow, so you hear about that. There'll be a lot of talk about the IndyCar the next few days. Big news from SpaceX on Tuesday. It's planning to launch its Polaris Dawn mission to carry a crew of private citizens to altitudes higher than any human has traveled since the Apollo program. The four-person crew includes a billionaire named Jared Isaacman, who self-funded a mission in 2021. His friend and a former Air Force pilot, Scott Kidd Poteet, is going to be on, as well as two SpaceX engineers. And apparently the crew will open the hatch of their spacecraft and expose themselves to the vacuum of space, marking the first time such a feat has been attempted by non-government astronauts. So that's happening on Tuesday.
Man, fraught with peril.
Yeah.
That's a very complicated mission.
Maybe they should swing over and grab those two astronauts that are stuck.
If we're going to do that, swing on by? As long as you're going to be
Thursday,
up here.
Thursday, former President Donald Trump holds a town hall in La Crosse Thursday night. On the weekend, the Taste of Madison is held this Labor Day weekend, of course. Streaming season 4 of Only Murders in the Building arrives on Hulu on Tuesday at the movies.
There's nothing a retired governor can do, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
You know who that is?
No.
Who am I? Who's this talking?
There's nothing a retired governor can do, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
I'm not picking
it's it Ronald up. Reagan. Dennis Quaid.
I thought
stars.
You meant the actor. Like, oh, yeah. All right.
It's Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid is playing Reagan.
There's nothing a retired governor can
do.
I heard you, Mr. President. I'm sorry.
It hits the theaters this weekend, plus the psychological space thriller Slingshot featuring Casey Affleck and Lawrence Fishburne as astronauts. That opens this weekend as well. Thousands flocked to the Netherlands town of Tilburg this weekend for one thing, the annual Redhead Days Festival. They celebrated, they commiserated.
I've never been around this many other people with red hair in my life, even when I've traveled to like places you would expect to have a lot of redheads, like Ireland or places in the United Kingdom. It's just really cool to see a bunch of people who look like me in one place. So I'm really happy that I was able to come.
So that's Lily Maria from San Francisco. The event usually closes with like a group picture. They set a Guinness World Record for largest gathering of people with naturally red hair in 2013. They had more than 1,600 redheads that time. No word on whether or not they got that close this year.
It's interesting. I have two redheads. And it's, you know, hair is a recessive gene, whatever. My wife had red hair when she was little, kind of lost it, went away.
Okay.
She has a niece who's still red. There's some red hair on the Sicilian side of the Vetranos, actually.
Really?
So it's back in there. So I don't know. I ended up with two redheaded kids. I never really thought much about it, but it's in their heads. Like, they know. Like, to hear this guy say, well, people who look like me.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, those two will sort of commiserate. It's my oldest daughter and then one of the twins, my son.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, gingers.
Well, I was surprised at this little factoid. Redheads make up less than 3% of the world population. I would have guessed more than that.
There should be scholarship opportunities and whatnot for them.
What
do we get?
Absolutely.
Right. So, all right, where is it that we were supposed to be this weekend?
Tilburg, so you missed out.
I guess missed it. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. Mm-hmm. 10:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. It's great to have you with us on this Monday morning. This will be bigger, some say, than the RNC in Milwaukee, and it's happening right now.
Yeah, the Baird Center is hosting a big convention this week, Connect Marketplace, that will bring in event planners. So why is that a big deal? Because these are the movers and shakers that make decisions on where other events can be held, where they should go, what could happen there. And they're all going to be here checking out the Baird Center this week.
So this is a convention for people who've planned conventions?
Essentially.
It's the conventioneers convention?
And what it's going to do
who
is...
Who plans this?
I mean, this, you could argue... I mean,
they're all busy.
Yeah, right? But you could argue, like, so the RNC was one of those, okay, all eyes on the RNC because they're wondering about whether or not, what other events they could host. Can they pull it off? Well, this is another one of those where they really want the city to look nice this week. They really want to present well and make sure the convention center is... smooth operator, because this
so
way
it's
they
not
can,
bigger in terms of numbers, right? 50,000 people in town for the RNC. It's bigger in terms of potential impact.
You could argue about impact could be as big, or if not bigger than the RNC,
because all of these events that we hope one day to get, might be generated by these folks who are here right now.
Yeah,
I guess you lead with it's not normally a heat index of 105. We get hot once in a while.
So,
so usually, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so they'll start rolling in. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, it'll start to pop up, and then it goes into the week. So should be a big event.
7:43, we've got Brewers 360 up next.
time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Brewers get the day off before they start a pretty big series against the Giants tomorrow night at AmFam Field. They couldn't get the sweep, falling to the Oakland A's Sunday 4-3.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and MLB.com. Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey with us on this Monday morning. What's up, McKelvey?
Hey, I'm back from vacation. I have no idea what happened last week. I can't wait to talk baseball.
What do you mean you have no idea? You do too.
No, I have an idea. I still followed, but I got away and got to Banff for a week. It was incredible. You know, Craig Counsell talked about the value of a vacation a couple years ago. Remember Corey Knable went down in I think it was the 2018 season, and he went down maybe in like August with a shoulder thing, fatigue, and there was all this worry about, oh, what's this going to do for their bullpen down the stretch, and is he going to be ready for the playoffs? And he ended up being awesome in the playoffs, and Craig Counsell said at the time, everybody needs a vacation sometimes.
Hey, so on that, as you have the Brewers with a substantial lead in the division, now right now we're still neck and neck, in fact, right on the heels of the Phillies for that number two spot, which I continue to contend we must get, because I have seen that movie before of the wild card, and yep. I don't like how it ends. That said, we may get to a point, you know, late in September where, you know, the skipper has an opportunity to sort of get guys some time off and rest, but that's, you don't want to break momentum, but you do want to rest guys. It could get tricky down the stretch for them.
Well, it's going to be another test of, like, the difference between the Matt Arnold-Pat Murphy combo and you know, the David Stern / Matt Arnold and Craig Counsell combo, because they've always, over the last couple of years, prioritized rest above all things. And I don't think it's always helped them. In 2021, I remember that year so clearly, where Burns and Hader finished the no-hitter. The Brewers are absolutely flying through early September. They have this huge lead. They rest everybody for essentially 2 weeks at the end of the year, and went, you know, then they were ice cold, and they lost to the Braves in that postseason series. I don't, in my personal opinion, I don't think rest benefited them in that situation. But, you know, Pat Murphy's a different manager. They have a different set of, they just do things a little bit differently now. And look, it also strikes me that already here and there, there's been instances in which they've, instead of giving that extra day of rest, they've pitched the pitcher they want in a certain series. Tobias Myers, for example, I don't know if anyone noticed this, caught the end of the Dodgers when they were in Milwaukee a couple of weeks ago. And I don't think that happens in past years, where they actually, like, made it so that one of their better pitchers pitched in a series that was a pretty big deal because of what you're talking about, these overall NL standings. So maybe they'll do it a little differently down the stretch this year and push a little more to the finish line.
Ball players like playing in this heat?
Oh, they don't. I mean, I think they're used to it. I don't think that it necessarily makes a big difference, because they've got all these toys inside the clubhouse to get ready for games and get ready to go out and play in the heat. And they've got the cold plunge and they've got the blasting air conditioning and all those things. I think they've got enough tools to get through it. I think the days of, like, putting cabbage leaves in their cap to play in St. Louis, like Yuko talked about doing, I think those days are over.
Not for nothing, though. Like, there's a chance of some storms on Tuesday. Brewers back at it tomorrow with a 7-10 first pitch against the Giants. And you're looking at a high on Tuesday of 92 degrees. Now, it won't be that when they take the field, but heat index of 100 to 110.
Oof.
Have to have the roof open. I don't care if it rains. Take a rain out.
Oh, but I mean, you've been in there when it's the sauna games, right?
Right.
I mean,
yes.
Oh, yeah. The most famous one for me that I remember so clearly, because I was sitting in the auxiliary area out in the stands, was the home run derby way back in 2002. I mean, that was the all-time then Miller Park sauna, and those games can be tough on fans. I think the players are okay, though. When you stand by the tunnel where you see Pat Murphy stand in games, you get this blast of air conditioning that comes out. And sometimes even during the summer, if we're watching BP and it's like a really scorching afternoon, you'll notice like Uke stands there and we'll all go talk to Uke. And it's because we want to talk to Uke, but we also want to stand in that cold air tunnel.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing something in here. No, it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Linger a little bit.
Conversation for 90 minutes.
All right, we got the Giants in town with a 7:10 first pitch tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Big week. Lots of games in the next week with that doubleheader coming, so this is a big test for the pitching.
Here we go.
Ready, hut, hut.
Idea Man.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
Innovator.
Do we know who that reporter was, fellas? Do you guys know who that young man was? Oh, it was my partner, my cohort,
no,
at 9 o'clock. Yes, it was.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
For August, tensions are way too high for him. So he used Wilde as his little stooge, and I guarantee you, Wilde filled his britches a little bit.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Boy, almost on cue, Tausch, we were talking about it. Eric and I said we liked the hot weather. Well, good, you two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you did. And you know what? I think it's kind of a nice way to finish up. I just don't like hot weather. That's why I love living in Wisconsin. And it's been, I think August has been awesome. But even you guys will admit, this is too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot.
too hot, yep. Okay, yeah. So you're sitting in your air-conditioned office. I got a hunch you're not going to be out Johnson & Sons paving in these temperatures today, would be my guess.
No, I got away with one. It was nice on Friday. Hot up on top of that paver, but we hung in there. Hey, let me ask you about
Did you do the little swirly deal with the other paver, the hand paver? Did you do it, or were you just sitting on the big old boy?
No, I was all white collar paving. I was up on top of the big boy, just, you know.
Oh, Gus.
Steering it on through there.
A total white collar. That's the paver.
Right. You borderline have an office in that thing. I mean, it was nice.
Hey, I'll join that club.
Listen, we got to cut down the roster to 53 players. What do you do at the kicker position for the Packers right now? I know Anders Carlson, he seems like a really good guy. He's got a big leg, a lot of upside, but there's something going on with that guy's mindset that just ain't right.
Yeah, it's really tricky because, you watch the game, and it's so funny because he hits the 52 or whatever yarder, and everybody's thinking, all right, we got it all figured out. And then he misses what you think is a chip shot at the right at the end of the game. And now all of a sudden, you know, everybody's panicking. And that's part of the problem, you know, kicking. I said this kind of end of last year, because I think we all kind of thought that last year was going to be such a growing pains and you kind of grow into things. And then hopefully this year going to be, well, everybody's growth kind of expedited. And as a kicker, you're still looking at it and you're struggling a little bit, but you think, okay, well, we're a young team. I'm a young kicker. Well, that's one position in the NFL. You don't get a ton of grace. Like, you miss a few kicks. It's, hey, who's next? What's next? Because there's a lot of veterans. So now my guess is Brian Gutekunst is going to look around, because what other teams have really good veteran kickers that maybe they're getting rid of somebody or trying to stash somebody on the practice squad? Because I don't know, if you put Anders Carlson out on waivers, I don't know if anybody's picking him up. So that's the balancing act to what they're trying to figure out, because I don't think they want to give up on Anders, but they also realize, hey, we're pretty good. And I don't want to feel like we did going to San Fran where I didn't have a ton of confidence in my kicker. So it's a really tough call. It was one of those calls all training camp that I think you hoped things were going to work themselves out, but unfortunately it doesn't seem like it has.
I think that position is so mental, right? It's like golf. Yeah, it's much like golf. In fact, that's why a lot of kickers probably are good at golf. Like, they've got that thing going on, but right, that's what worries me about Anders. It's not the leg. He's got the leg, and that's why if it were me and nobody else is available, I'd go with the guy Greg Joseph. I mean, he's not special,
yeah, but, you know,
but he's been there.
But Vinny, I understand that, but if you look at his stats, he was worse than Anders was last year. Like, so I understand all that, and experience is great, but experience doesn't make that kick. It gives you a little bit better perspective on things. But there is something, and Anders' brother struggled, if you remember, with the Vikings, missed a couple kicks at Lambeau. Rich Bisaccia ends up taking him out in Las Vegas, and next thing you know, guy's a Pro Bowl kicker, so I understand it, and you don't want to be a prisoner of the moment with these things either. You want to, if you feel like the mental capacity is there, and there might be a little bit more growing pains, but at the end you're going to see somebody that is a really good kicker, you're going to be excited about him. But that's where the win now compared to let's develop. Last year, that mentality for all the receivers, tight ends, let's grow. We're going to develop. And then now this year with the kicker, you just can't allow that. So that's why it's such a tough call for Goody.
Prisoner of the moment. Outstanding.
Palm. Yeah, we call that palming it.
Good stuff, Tausch.
By the way, I don't know who he is either. That's just the other part of that.
We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, see you guys.
See you, buddy.